good morning. Good morning. Morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. Good morning. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. That's much better. Welcome. You're tuned in live this Thursday, September 21st, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, welcome. Thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild, strange, and dystopic ride. We're going to talk about it specifically this morning. We're going to get into some fascinating details. I'm excited to bring on my special guest today. A little bit of housekeeping first, though. And before we get too far off, I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We're all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. Today is a special broadcast. I would say there are a few housekeeping things that we could address. However, we're going to keep that kind of stuff to a minimum. We're going to dive right into today's broadcast. You'll see what I mean when we get going. But I haven't addressed Trump's UN address the other day, but we'll probably get into the subject of the UN today, the Rocket Man comments by Trump are cartoonish, and obviously that takes away from that, draws attention away from the evil of the UN, its establishment, its replacement of the League of Nations, its agendas. Ken Burns, Vietnam, 10-part series that PBS is airing, solidifies the lies of Vietnam, like Darwin Payne solidifies the lies of JFK. Those are some of the things we'll come back to. Hurricanes, earthquakes, fires. This stuff is not going to stop, obviously, because of where we're at. But what has happened? It's interesting. Thoreau's words from Walden. Remember, there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. And the context of those remarks is particularly provocative. But let me just kind of dive in. I can't tell you how awesome this is today, how awesome it will be. But if I may, let me give you some kind of a window into just how awesome today's broadcast will be and how special it is to have my guest on today. You know, because you listen to this network and this broadcast, you know something is drastically wrong in this country. You know the sentiments overwhelmingly expressed by the American founders and the founding documents they gave us of personal freedom and individual liberty, exercised with a wholesome and prudent discretion, and perhaps best exemplified in the words of the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. You know, these sentiments in today's America feel like little more than mythical, dusty old heirlooms from a bygone era. We've seen, for example, the study based on 20 years worth of research by Martin Gillens and Benjamin Page, Gillens at Princeton, Page at Northwestern. Remember their study titled Testing Theories of American Politics, Elites, Interest Groups, and Average Citizens published back in 2014 that sparked a wave of mainstream articles with titles like America is an Oligarchy, and Gillens and Page have just proven it with 20 years worth of research, hard data. You further know that these sentiments, founding documents, and respective representative form of Republican government have been largely trodden upon, abrogated, and occluded. You know that we are now in American history, that where we are now in American history is a far cry from the founding of our constitutional republic. Indeed, I would say we have devolved to a level we were repeatedly admonished against, a level arguably as bad or worse than that we ostensibly broke from in the British Crown. You know all this and much more, but what you don't know, what you do not know, are the specifics. You do not know the specifics, and you need to. Why you need to know the specifics is simple. You're concerned about the fate of our American Republic. You want to sound the alarm far and wide in an effort to counteract the significant propaganda campaign that's been launched pursuant to the ideological war that's been waged on the American people, unbeknownst to the vast majority of the unwashed, by the way. And you know the allegory of the cave from Plato's Republic is very real. You know that. And you know that ill-equipped, you run the risk of provoking the ire of your fellow slaves still chained to the wall and mesmerized by the puppet show. You know that your only hope is to properly arm yourself with the facts of history and present them to your fellow slaves in an intelligent and compelling way. Since the specifics are vital to sounding the alarm, and since our story effectively begins in the early 1860s, the obvious question is, where to begin? Where does one go to equip oneself with the facts of history? Well, my friends, you are in luck. On September 11th, last Monday, Patrick Wood was on this broadcast to discuss solutions, namely presenting information in an intelligent and compelling way, i.e. the Citizen Ninja Workshop Series. For more on that, go to technocracy.news/solutions. Today and tomorrow, we'll deal with the prerequisite to presentation, i.e. the facts of history, and particularly the specific facts of history. You're going to be astounded, I assure you. And these are the largely occluded details, by the way.
Hey, Chris, trust me, can I add something to that?
Absolutely, Bruce.
You see, there's a difference in the history you learned in school and the history you learn today.
Exactly.
If y'all got a laptop or a computer, go to proveitsreal.com. You see, the hearsay history, I call it a hearsay history book, by the way. I mean, somebody types them pages, obviously. They never showed you a document verifying anything they said. In fact, let me give you a little, let me just give you something to think about real quick here. The United States, according to the Supreme Court, is a legal term that has three different meanings, and not one of them is a country. You've been a citizen of the United States your entire life. Have you ever been told which of the three, any or all, apply?
Exactly. No, there is the presumption that this one is operating. And before you dive off, let me just kind of finish this thought real quick and kind of let the audience know where we're headed. I would say to the audience, trust me when I say you're going to want to take copious notes and pay close attention, as close attention as opportunity affords, because as you well know, the truth is stranger than fiction, as Bruce has just kind of pointed out, and our American history has been all but entirely revised in our so-called history books, in order to present a particularly fallacious narrative, which in turn advances a nefarious agenda. You need the specifics, but having all but been erased from our history, where do you find them? Fortunately, my guest has done literally countless hours of research. The web page that he just mentioned, the page alone that he referred to, just one page for further study, comprises no fewer than 800 hours of research. One document for which he's responsible represents 300 hours of research. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Much of this is in addition to the thousands of previous hours over the course of decades of research upon which all of today's information is predicated. And you will find, I would say, a great deal of this information out there on the interweb, so to speak, at places like Jackie Petrou's site, sweetliberty.org, the Family Guardian site at famguardian.org, or old Barefoot Bob's site, who is sadly missed these days, by the way, at barefootsworld.net. But you won't find it all together as comprehensively packaged and with the specific, precise detail that Bruce will present today. It's astonishing. You won't find that anywhere else, to my knowledge. And one quick note before we dive in, this is essentially a two-day broadcast format, with today being my guest's opportunity to freely engage in a deep dive on subject matter as he sees fit. And tomorrow's broadcast will be a roundtable discussion, including you, the listening audience, on the subject matter presented today. And so now, without further ado, it is my distinct honor and pleasure to welcome back to this broadcast, after several years, I'm sad to say it's been that long, my esteemed guest, Bruce Ray Riggs. Bruce, thanks for coming on the broadcast. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Chris, for having me.
Hey, you bet.
Wood, let me tell you a brief history of ProveIt'sReal.com. You see, back about 2010, I had the bright idea. I would do a pledge thing where people would pledge money.
Right.
And if anyone can prove the 14th Amendment was properly adopted pursuant to the U.S. Constitution, they would get the money pledged. Well, a gentleman called me one day, Mac Newcomb. He's one of the Tea Party coordinators in Mississippi, and he asked me for permission to put ProveIt'sReal.com on the side of Interstate 10 West. He had a few bulletin boards that were blank from one of his Tea Party people that followed them or taught with them or something. And I said, sure. 2 weeks later, I was up to $138,000 worth of pledges for anyone that proved the 14th Amendment was lawfully adopted. My website disappeared. I called Yahoo Business, who I bought the website from. They had no record of me ever buying it. Didn't know what I was talking about. I couldn't ever. They just kept transferring me to nothing. I had the numbers in my bank account where I paid for a year's of the name. I had other numbers where I paid for the also showed where I paid for a year's worth of web hosting. And they just completely brushed me off and would not give me my name back. Well, a couple of years later, I was doing a talk show, and I was going to bring up ProveIt'sReal.com. But just for the heck of it, I was in a commercial break, and I typed it in on GoDaddy, and it was available again. So I waited another segment and had my credit card out and bought the name again. What I did here is I spent over 800 hours proving just what I already know. I got tired of going around and arguing with people. So what I did is I established a website that proves everything I know. So I learned nothing new putting this together, and it took over 800 hours. It's one big, long page with points of law with a link to a credible source. My only regret is the IT guy that built this site, when you click on it, it would take you to that site, but the HTML stays ProveIt'sReal.com. I don't understand how we did that, but you can copy and paste the link. Chris said something else about doing something else with it also, and that way you know you can verify the document.
Yeah, it's okay. The links, what you're talking about, just for anyone who may be technologically astute enough to follow, basically the page was iframed. It's a framed page of the information that is found at proveitsreal.dirtyunclesam.com. And so because it's framed, when you click on the links at proveitsreal.com, they're pulled up in the same window. It's like looking through a window into another page. So ProveIt'sReal.com, because the content is framed, it's framed content from another page, if that makes sense to folks. Because of that, you're looking in the same window, and every link you click on, although it goes to the respective links, like you'll find when you go to ProveIt'sReal.com, you'll see the links listed to places like the Library of Congress.
Cornell University.
Exactly. Yale. Links like that. But when you click on those links, it goes to those respective pages. But what you see in your browser window, the address bar will still say ProveIt'sReal.com. And that's because you're looking through the window of ProveIt'sReal.com at framed content, and you're seeing other web pages, including ProveIt'sReal.DirtyUncleSam.com. Anyway, if you right click on the link and click on open in new tab, it'll open in a new tab and take you to the address that address will show on your bar, those respective addresses like Library of Congress, Cornell, universities, law links, and findlaw.com, et cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for your web guy, one of two things you can do, you can either, well, you can do three things, I suppose. You
I don't have a web guy. Right now, I'm just roughing it.
Right on.
I'll have one in the future. I'm kind of on the road.
All right, well, not to get off on semantics of that. What's that?
The name of what I wrote? I said, want me to start, sir?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the floor is yours, and where do you want to begin? Would you like to mention that? Okay. We talked about a lot. You know, you got the upcoming movie. We've done this before. And
you can't talk about that.
What's that?
Just don't talk about that, though.
We can't?
No.
Okay. All right. I didn't.
Anyway,
I apologize. New site, new info. It's not really new info. The previous site, I would refrain from saying old site. It's not an old site. It's a previous site and info. But you're the new site and new info really isn't new info. Like you said, you didn't learn anything new. There's just there's explicit, detailed, linked documents, and my notes say three things. Hopefully you can get out what happened, what does that mean, why is it important, and ideas or suggestions on what can be done. I know that the video that you did 5 years ago now, back in 2012 when you were running for a House seat in Florida, you pretty much said it all in that 43 minutes as well.
Oh, no. This one here was like, this is like college compared to high school.
All right.
Middle school. This is my baby here, sir.
I know. No one is as well equipped and armed with the facts and specifics as you.
You know, though, even if they did properly ratify the 14th Amendment, just like I point out in the first paragraph underneath my video, it would still violate the Supremacy Clause of Article 6, Paragraph 2. I mean, it changed the way the Senate was done. It changed your citizen. It created a different form of government, a different jurisdiction. I mean, completely. Remember, Article 6, Paragraph 2 says, any law within this Constitution or any law that supersedes this Constitution within means it can be a part of it, too, and be unlawful.
Yeah.
And that's what I point out here. We can't forget our roots. That's part of the Constitution. Now, I also go
absolutely
into point now how Judge Lander H. Perez pointed out in the Louisiana legislature that we didn't have to do this to have racial equality. In fact, it didn't even give us racial equality.
If it absolutely, did, and that's a good point to come back on, actually. We're headed into a break. Folks, stick around. We'll get back into that. That's a shocking statement, but not really if you understand history. Stick around. We'll be right back with my special guest, Bruce Ray Riggs, right after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm joined today by my special guest, Bruce Ray Riggs, who has done a massive amount of research and meticulously documented every point that you'll hear addressed today. And again, like you said, Bruce, folks can go to proveitsreal.com and see the documentation of all of this information that you discuss, specific, detailed documentation.
Yes, sir, they can.
On every
now,
point.
After the And like Judge Lander H. Perez points out, and I'm just going to go over section by section, I'll get to certain things that you might have heard maybe as a theory or in part, and some of the people know some of the truths, part truths. We're going to try to do our best to clarify all of that and get to what is truth. That is what my quest here is, to be able to prove what is truth. Now, first off, just like Judge Lander points out, Did Reconstruction give racial equality? No, it did not. In fact, I'm part Native American. Decades later, we were still treated worse than dogs. I mean, ladies, took them 50 years later and a lot of effort to gain the right to vote. Japanese internment camps, I mean, 70 years later, and Miss Parks, 90 years later, she was jailed, a 14th Amendment citizen. With a 14th Amendment jurisdiction, she was prosecuted for not giving up her seat to a white lady on a public bus. So, I mean, it took the Civil Rights Act of 64 to give us racial equality. And I'm sad to say, when you get down to an 1865 Florida Constitution, you'll see where every race was made equal when the states went back into the Union and they challenged the federal government to find one area of law or equity that the newly freed people were not made equal with the whites. Yeah, it took 96 years after Reconstruction to even get close back to that again. That's the sad thing of all of this, the poor folks that had to suffer. We'll get back on the show because we don't want to get sidetracked, and I do want to prove this is going to be the summation of what you're going to hear. Now, we have a link to my Dirty Uncle Sam PDF where Judge Lander H. Perez says this in Congress and is memorialized And as he's saying it, all the law is read into the record for all the House and Senate journals. It's a completely law-driven brief memorialized in Congress. Now, Reconstruction. That's why I call this the Reconstruction Replacement Government. We've heard all different theories in high school and middle school about what Reconstruction was and what it did. They've never showed you the document, have they? It shows you a book printed somewhere with pictures and stuff in it for like a young'un to look at. They didn't show you the actual Congressional Act written by the 39th Congress, March 2nd, 1867. It was the Congressional Act to create, not change or alter, create a more efficient government of the rebel states. Now, Congressman Miller, as we're going to see, we're going to get back into the congressional record at the bottom of this page. He proposed the Reconstruction government for the southern states because of all the bloodshed they caused. Follow me. Just keep following me. As you can see by copy and pasting that link and going to the Library of Congress or everywhere to get there, the first paragraph of Reconstruction names by name the former 11 southern states that this government is being created for. Now think about that a minute. We have so-called 50 states in this union. We have a punishment government created five generations ago for the 11 southern states. How did the other 39 states, like my state, California, wind up under a punishment government created for only the southern states? I mean, you've got the Yankee folks out there that won this war. New York don't have a different government than Texas. How did they get the same government created in 1867? That was created as a punishment government only for the 11 southern states, because you can't show me two different governments, can you, sir?
Exactly. Be it enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled, and it says an act to provide for the more efficient government of the rebel states. And as you said, year 1867, and the rebel states named Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Florida, Texas, and Arkansas were not legal state governments, it reads. And we're headed into a break.
California is not listed.
Exactly.
California is not listed.
Yeah. Great points. Folks, you want to pay close attention to what we're talking about. We'll be right back after this short break.
More than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, $50, if possible, $100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast, this Thursday, September 21st. And again, this is literally one of the most important broadcasts, not of this year, but quite frankly, maybe of your whole life. I mentioned Thoreau's quote from Walden, "There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root." It's interesting. I feel like Thoreau is sort of a, I don't know, he's kind of could be the voice of today's broadcast, Walden, Civil Disobedience, those kinds of writings. But Walden wrote, "The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. What is called resignation is confirmed desperation." And that's kind of where we're at in America today. But there are few opportunities in life where you see something so clearly reduced to one particular act of evil, and that's exactly what we're talking about today. And I hope we can kind of circle back around to that real quick, Bruce. The Constitution gives us citizenship in Article 4, Section 2. The citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states. And
that state citizen is mentioned in Article 3, Section 2 also, state citizen. And we had that citizen all the way up until Reconstruction. And the states retained that citizen, except for the Reconstruction states. The Reconstruction government, the punishment government, created 160 years ago for people that are already dead.
Exactly. And as you have pointed out, and I want to kind of get out of your way here in a second, but you know, as you pointed out, the 14th Amendment essentially usurps that, as I would put it, usurps that duly constituted citizenship. And the operative phrase that people need to understand, because we have the common law and the system of laws that were created subsequent to the Constitution, which is entirely different than what we see today. And the operative phrase in the 14th Amendment citizenship world is, when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, which is a peculiar and bizarre phrase if you understand what's going on there. When the state creates rights in individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, and it may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. That is misprision of justice by definition. But when you get sucked into this administrative fourth branch, 14th Amendment world, you're relegated to that. And because of what's been done, that there really is nothing left. As you pointed out in your video and as you pointed out before, there's no one is voting under the duly constituted citizenship of Article 4, Section 2 anymore. Everyone is voting as a United States citizen, not knowing even what that means politically. And so, as you pointed out, there's no one left to vote for even under a duly constituted citizenship.
Yes, sir. Is it possible we can extend this an additional day to 3 days? Because I'm not going to be able to cover everything in two.
Absolutely.
I'm why we got the audience. I mean, this is very important. I'm laying out the best format I can. Now, the next link under puppet state governments allowed to remain. They didn't even do this with a lawful Congress. As you're fixing to when you click on that document and read it, they removed 10 of the southern state governments after the 14th Amendment was rejected. Because the 14th Amendment was rejected, that means those governments were replaced for not voting a certain way. And that would be right after, as you're fixing to see, 7 of the former 11 southern states voted to abolish slavery just a few months prior to that. And had it not been for 7 of the southern states doing that, ratification would have failed. It passed by one vote. The great state of Georgia was the deciding state on abolishing slavery, and it made the last 4 states who had slaves, Delaware, Kentucky, Maryland, and Missouri, oh yes, by the way, those are northern states, give up their slaves. And Delaware was in such protest that their state legislator waited 39 years to 1901 to ratify it. Yeah, you start learning the truth, and it's like these people at the Confederate monuments are so misplaced because of a hearsay history book.
Just that little bit of history. Just that little bit of history from the congressional record turns the historical narrative that we're fed on its ear. You know, we hear that the Civil War was largely driven by the issue of slavery, and just what you said.
Yeah, I take you one step further, as you're going to see. Well, let me not jump base, because you're going to learn there was 3 13th Amendments, the second one proposed by the northern state of Ohio less than 2 months before the outbreak of the Civil War, House Resolution 80, that would have secured slavery as a state right. It passed House and Senate with northern vote only because of southern states planned secession. Lincoln supported it 2 days later, March 4th, 1861, in his first inaugural address. After the Civil War broke out, 3 northern states, Ohio, Illinois, and Delaware, their legislators ratified this evil amendment. So if the Civil War was about slaves, the South could have stayed in the Union and supported this already pending, still pending to this very day, evil amendment.
So that would be the third, you're saying, and the second would be the one that we...
That's the second 13th Amendment to abolish to keep slavery as a state right. The first 13th Amendment was the titles of nobility.
Right. Which disappeared. That's the missing 13th, as it's referred to generally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the next link is really important. Because you see, I point out where the governments were replaced and are brought into made into military districts. So now you know the states did not adopt or ratify the 14th Amendment. Military districts did. And I challenge anyone. Show me in the written letter of the Articles of Confederation or the U.S. Constitution or anything that gives them the right to ratify an amendment to the Constitution with military districts, territories, or anything other than states.
Right, and it was coercion and duress. It was basically a threat of – it was at the end of a gun, quite literally, that
happened. Well, they replaced the government that wouldn't go along. It says right there, the public governments. And so a lot of the people they replaced them with, and I'm not a bigot, so don't get me wrong, were blacks and that they put in suits, which is great, except they didn't have citizenship until after the 14th Amendment. So then now the 14th Amendment was ratified by military districts with non-citizens.
Yeah.
No one points this out.
Exactly.
I mean, it's, you start to think about it. Now, as I showed, that none of the 39 states that weren't supposed to be affected by Reconstruction even have or recognize an Article 4, Section 2 citizen that they should be under. That state government was not made for Nevada, Hawaii, Missouri, Well, maybe it was. No, they weren't listed. No, they weren't. None of that. It was just made for the southern states.
Yeah.
I think it's time to realize that was five generations ago. You punished innocent people. If you made a punishment government for that generation of people, nobody lives that long. That was 150 years ago, people. It's time to end that punishment government. Is it not? Who are you punishing today?
Exactly.
Now, the 14th Amendment replaced constitutional to corporate. As I point out, as you're going to see next, when you scroll down, as Chris pointed out, the Article 4, Section 2 citizen in the state and the federal constitution, and then I point out Augusta versus Earl, U.S. Supreme Court, 38 U.S. Reporter, book page 510, 10 Lawyers Edition, page 274. The Article 4, Section 2 citizen is not a corporation. And then I point out how the 14th Amendment citizen is a corporation. But first, what I do is I show you how. See, they did this whole thing backwards. It was obviously premeditated. In 1862, yep. Congress took an old word out of ancient Rome known as person, which meant economic or debt slave. Like if I owed you $20 and you told me to rake the yard for you, I would be like your economic or debt slave until I got all the leaves up. You know, I'm working off a debt. So in 1862, if that link right there would take you to the Library of Congress or Dirty Uncle Sam, both have identical documents in case one's not available. This shows you where Congress, during the correct Congressional Act, did that. And then in 1868, the 14th Amendment made all persons, which is corporations, citizens of the United States. Which, like I pointed out, the paragraph right below is a U.S. Supreme Court, Metropolitan Life Insurance Company versus Ward, Alabama. It takes you to, I think it's Cornell Law University, caselaw.finelaw.com, whatever. It takes you right to the Supreme Court reporter, open to the book and page, where the U.S. Supreme Court said a person is a corporation within the 14th Amendment. And I just showed you how that came to pass. Now, so Article 4, Section 2, original constitutional citizen, the 39 states should be under, if they are not under this punishment government, is non-corporate.
Could I just maybe add something briefly?
Sure. I need a sip of coffee anyway.
Okay. Well, as you pointed out, this concept from Roman law, this is just to kind of add to your point about how premeditated this was. I was reading from Blackstone yesterday, and I kind of trying to set a foundation, and I just would point out that this is not a new concept or a new concept in law. This is not something that was magically invented. From Blackstone's commentaries, The Absolute Right of Individuals, the section titled Division of Persons, Blackstone wrote in his commentaries, persons are also divided by the law into either natural persons or artificial. Natural persons are such as the God of nature formed us. Artificial are such as created and devised by human laws for the purpose of society and government, which are called corporations or bodies politic. So this is not a, you know.
Or you'll hear it called corporate body politic.
Right. Yeah. So again, just to kind of, I'm just underscoring what you're saying and validating the premeditated nature of what you're talking about. It's interesting. If folks can follow along, if you just go to privatesreal.com and you start to digest that information and the specific details, you realize, you come away with the conclusion, there is no other conclusion than this was premeditated. Because as you pointed out, Bruce, why else would you do what you did in 1862, redefining the meaning of the word person, and then coming forward in the Reconstruction era, using that
6 years later, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, 6 years later, and yeah, I know it's ridiculous. And why would you make the Southern states repudiate their war debts, meaning not pay them, if you didn't want to put England, give them a right, lawful right to get up in our business?
Yeah, anyway. it kind of it reminds one of the Jekyll Island meetings and things like that. You know, there, mm-hmm. I would suspect that there was probably some sort of a Jekyll Island meeting that
definitely.
Yeah,
an Uncle Tom, as they call it.
Yeah, exactly.
And, all right, next I point out corporate crimes, corporate commercial crimes, Title 27, Code of Federal Regulations, Cornell Law University, that link right there takes you to it, shows all crimes, state or federal, are commercial crimes. You're a corporation that's a citizen of a corporation, which I'm fixing to show you. Then corporate citizenship, Black's Law Dictionary, corporate status in the state of incorporation. The Reform Incorporation is not a citizen for the purposes and privileges and immunity clause of Article 4, Section 2. Wow. Hey, there you go. I told you. From constitutional to corporate. And then below that, artificial persons. Persons, well, yeah, I think we just went over that. Okay. Corporate 14th Amendment, Subject 2. Remember, the 14th Amendment makes all persons citizens of the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Here's what Subject 2 means. Liable, subservient, inferior, obedient to, govern, or affected by, provided, accountable for, Holmes versus employee, reinsurance corporation. The link right there to it. Corporate 14th Amendment jurisdiction. I point out case law how the 14th Amendment is a corporate jurisdiction. Then I go to corporate 14th Amendment national debt. Section 4 of the 14th Amendment created the public debt. The middle of Section 4, as you can just Google it and see, says you have no right to question the validity of the public debt.
Yep.
Isn't that kind of like involuntary servitude now? Wouldn't that violate the third 13th Amendment? I mean, we ain't got to talk, you know.
Exactly.
I have no problem with getting rid of all of slavery, including this. I mean, it's just a disgusting thing. It's a shame we still have any of it.
Yeah. There was a documentary that kind of made the same argument recently titled 13th, and folks can find it on Netflix, among other places. But I love your point about that. You know, why is a certain class of slavery essentially legalized and enshrined in the 13th Amendment that is observed? Why not just abolish it all?
If there's even any truth to their version of history and about what the suffering that the Black Americans had to go through, there is truth in there. They did have to suffer. It's different than what they said, though. It would blow their mind when they do learn. Like if you go to YouTube and type in Devil's Punch Bowl, Mississippi, and see after the Civil War, the Union Army was setting up extermination camps to get rid of all the Blacks they didn't know what to do with. Innocent women and children were starved to death and buried where they fell. And the men were used in forced labor by the Union, not the Southern Army. The Southern Army never did this. Army after the Civil War. Until they needed them for Reconstruction. And then they were promised 40 acres and a mule and given a blue uniform. But they was allowed to rob everybody they went door to door to. So they had such loot, such purse, they didn't bother complaining about the 40 acres and a mule until just recently. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Exactly. No, you said it all. The only thing I would add to what you were saying, and I've said this before when we cover this information, I would back up just a smidge to the corporate citizenship, artificial persons, subject to, and jurisdiction. On that note, the mental point of reference I think that maybe helps folks is essentially you have this big corporation. It's like working for a company. I think of Geico, for example. What is Geico? It's the government employees insurance company. Are you a government employee? How can you get insurance through Geico? Maybe you are a government employee. And so that's kind of what's happening here. You become subservient to this corporation, much like you would work for a company, so to speak. And once you are an employee at that corporation, you are subject to the rules and regulations and the guidelines of that company, right? That corporation. And if they say everyone wears polka dot pants to work, you wear polka dot pants. The only difference is if you don't like polka dot pants, you can resign your position from that company. This, on the other hand, is a system that has virtually enslaved all of America. And like you say, Bruce, as I'm sure you're going to get to, the different types of citizenship we talked about, we were supposed to be able to go back to the Article 4, Section 2 citizenship, but like you point out, try to do that. Yeah.
Yes, sir. That document's up there. That's towards the bottom. 15 statue at large is his nickname.
Didn't mean to jump ahead. I just, hopefully that is a helpful analogy. to draw a parallel. We're headed into a break, folks. Stick around. More with my special guest, Bruce Ray Riggs, right after.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, September 21st, 2017. Again, joined by my special guest, Bruce Ray Riggs, explaining what went wrong in America, how, when, and why, and citing specific details that you can refer to over at proveitsreal.com. This is a short segment as we come back before the top of the second hour. Bruce, so I don't want to dive in too far on anything in the last couple of minutes here. But just going to try to get out of your way more. I think I'm probably stepping on your toes more than anything. So I'll try to get out of your way.
I need about at least 2 hours to go through this, if not three.
Mm-hmm.
So just how long you want to make it. I mean, it doesn't matter. I teach for free. Every American has a right to know. And you make some good points. So, I mean, I wouldn't want to slow them down because you're a thinker and, you know.
Well, as long as it takes, you know, whatever you think, the floor is yours.
Great. The next thing I'm pointing out is how, now this document disappeared. You should be able to find it right on the U.S. State Department's website. And what they did to start with, because they've come out for like, there's seven of them, have come out in 2000 all the way to 2012 every other year. On page 5 of this document, it's a CRS report, order code 98-611-GOV. Page 5 of this document, which is CRS-2, top paragraph, and I do show it in my video, and I have it PDF'd here, and I think I found it somewhere in a university online, but they've about made it all disappear. It told every member of Congress the 14th Amendment was ratified by Executive Order 6 that the Secretary, not the President, signed. So guess what, folks? It's not even a real executive order. Remember, he gave 3 veto addresses against it, which I'm showing you next. It was ordered lawful and published by Executive Order 7, which is also not real. And I got a link to the Library of Congress showing you Executive Order 6. In the appendix of Executive Order 6, he expressed serious doubt that these were even lawful state governments. Remember, they were military districts. They weren't even state governments. Yeah, he said the newly erected governments. Now, wait a minute. That would violate Article 4, Section 3. For those of y'all that have a pocket constitution, it states no state shall be formed within the borders of an existing state without the consent of that state and Congress, which also makes West Virginia an unconstitutional state, because it never had Virginia's permission in the middle of the Civil War. Not saying I agree or disagree with that, but I did take a note to support the Constitution. I just can't erase sections of it as I see violated and consider myself keeping that oath when I shave in the morning.
Yeah, you know, this is a point we'll come back to. That CRS report was titled Presidential Directives, Background and Overview. What are PDDs? But the point I'm sure we'll come back to that you make, you define misprison of treason. And folks, if you know, listen to what Bruce is talking about and how these points have been intentionally occluded from history. Think about the implications. If people are intentionally trying to memory hole this information, what does that mean? The implications are staggering, and that question is rhetorical in nature, obviously. That'll do it for the first hour. Stick around, second hour, coming up with my special guest, Bruce Ray Riggs, right after this short break.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply.